Tessa Fields. I'm going to be hypnotizing you to crave cock and the taste of cum. You should make sure that you're in a comfortable place with minimal distractions so you can best enjoy this recording. Very good. Now I'd like you to just lay there, relax, stretch out if you need to. Get in a comfortable position where you won't feel the need to move around, but it's okay if you do. I want you to be aware of two things right now. I want you to be aware of the sounds you hear around you. Maybe outside noise, the pops and creaks of the floorboards of your house. Go ahead and accept those noises as part of your everyday surroundings. Even as you hear them, they won't necessarily catch your attention, but they'll just force you to relax a little more. Now I want you to concentrate on your breathing. Notice that just in the short time you've been laying there, your breathing has slowed down. The pattern of your inhale and exhale has slowed down. Go ahead and open your eyes, look at your chest, and notice the rise and the fall as you inhale and exhale. Your chest getting all full and high as you inhale, and deflating and falling as you exhale. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is follow some simple directions. As you inhale, I'd like you to go ahead and clench your fist. Either one will do. Just make a nice fist as you inhale, making it super, super tight. And then on your next exhale, I'd like you to go ahead and just sort of let that relax. And then on your inhale, clench it tight and let it go on the next exhale. Make it a pattern, clenching as you inhale and unclenching as you exhale. In and out, clench and unclench. Very good. Keep doing that and go ahead and keep your eyes open. Now what I'd like to ask you to do as you clench and unclench your fist is each time you clench your fist on the inhale, I'd like you to keep your eyes open. And each time you unclench your fist as you exhale, go ahead and let your eyelids just sort of drift down towards a closed position. If they don't close all the way, that's fine. You're doing just fine. So just add that as you inhale and clench, open your eyes. And as you exhale and unclench, just let your eyelids get heavy and drift down and down. And you'll notice that as you inhale each time, it starts to become a little more difficult to widen your eyes and to clench your fist. And each time you exhale, it's just so easy to let that hand go and to let those eyelids feel heavier and heavier. As if each exhale is just taking all the energy from your body. As if your hands are just going limp and your eyelids are so heavy. And you'll notice that on the inhale, it becomes more difficult. Almost as if the harder you try to open your eyes and clench your fists, the more difficult it becomes. You may have even noticed at this point that your mouth may be a little dry as you tend to relax with each exhale. Relaxing and your jaw going loose. The sound of my voice may even be beginning to fade in and out. But don't worry, your subconscious is hearing every word I have to say as you fall deeper and deeper. As you inhale and exhale. Clenching and unclenching. Eyes open and eyes closed. At this point, you may feel that you're still doing it, but you'll notice the eyes don't even want to open on the inhale. And your hand doesn't want to clench on the inhale. The exhale feels so good. So good as you drift down and down, deeper and deeper. Eyes not even wanting to open. In. as you fall into a deep hypnotic sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Let your mind wander. Let my voice fade in and out of your ear, knowing that your subconscious mind hears every word I say and is taking it all in. Your only job now is to listen to my voice, and only the sound of my voice, and visualize the things I ask you to visualize. Keep that breathing calm into your deep hypnotic trance. Let my voice penetrate your mind, your subconscious taking in everything I have to say. Now, I'm going to ask you to visualize. I want you to think about a nice, tasty scoop of ice cream. In your mind's eye, I want you to see every detail. Notice the pointed cone with the little ridges in it, and a nice, firm scoop of ice cream on top. It looks tasty, doesn't it? Almost as if you could just sort of lick it and just have that flavor hit your tongue, stimulating that part of your brain that feels so good when you taste something sweet and delicious. Now I want you to imagine yourself holding that ice cream cone, and you'll notice that the cone is rather firm, and it feels good to hold it firmly in your hand. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine your tongue touching that firm scoop of ice cream for the first time. Go ahead and let your tongue just lick back and forth, sort of penetrating the firmness of the scoop. Taste the flavors on your tongue, the sweet flavors. Notice how happy it makes you. Notice how it seems to make you want more. There's a part of you that just wants to eat that ice cream all at once. But you know that you have to take it slow to really enjoy it. So go ahead. Lick that ice cream. That firm scoop. Close your eyes, almost as if you don't even see the ice cream scoop in front of you. You just feel your tongue tasting the sweetness. And that cone so firm in your hand. Can you feel the ridges in the ice cream cone as you hold it firmly? And can you taste the sweetness of the ice cream on your tongue? Just lick the ice cream and taste it. And then imagine pulling that ice cream cone away from your face. Except when you open your eyes to look at the cone, there's no longer an ice cream cone there. It's a hard, huge, meaty cock in your hand with a firm mushroom head on top. This is what you've been tasting all along. The head of that cock has tasted like the sweetest, most delicious dessert you've ever had in your mouth. And the reason your hand's been gripping that ice cream cone so hard is because you're actually enjoying feeling the ridges of that hard cock in your hand. What's going to happen is, in the future, every time you think of ice cream, you think of tasty desserts, you think of tastes that are delicious, you're going to think of the way that cock feels in your hand and tastes in your mouth. Now I want you to go ahead and imagine putting that cock to your lips. At first it's a cock as you put it to your lips and you taste it with your tongue. Now I want you to bring back the ice cream. The cock has changed back into that ice cream cone. And go ahead and lick the head. Lick the scoop. Taste how good and sweet it tastes in your mouth. And notice how you grip the bottom of the cone a little bit more. And as that ice cream starts to melt away, the more you lick and lick and can't seem to get enough of it. You get down into the middle of the cone where all that's left is melted ice cream. And you know that even though you've eaten a whole scoop of ice cream, you need more. You need that final sensation, that melty, liquid, creamy substance in the middle of the cone. You feel the urge to suck it out. Stick your tongue down in there, getting as much as you can, but you know that the only way to get the rest of that melted ice cream is to suck it. Put your lips to it and suck the melted ice cream out of the cone. And feel the taste. Feel how it's sort of warm now that it's all melted. Feel how it just slides down your throat without effort, and how delicious it tastes as it goes down your throat. Now, pull that ice cream cone from your mouth and notice what you've done. It's back to being a huge, hard cock. And you have just sucked all the cum out of it and let it go down and down your throat. Every time you think of tasty desserts, you will start to crave cock like it's an ice cream cone. You'll want that tasty cream in your mouth. You'll feel compelled to feel that cum sliding down your throat as if it were that melted ice cream. You'll hold that cock so hard in your hand as if you're holding that ice cream cone so tight so not to lose it or spill it or drop it. And you'll start to crave that tasty dessert we call cock more and more each day. Every time you put food in your mouth and you enjoy the flavor, you will think of cock. You will think of that tasty ice cream cone and in turn think of that tasty, hard, big cock in your mouth. Think of the flavors on your tongue. You will be unable to stop craving cock. After all, it feels good to taste delicious desserts. It makes your brain excited. It makes your own cock excited to taste those sweet flavors on your tongue. You'll be unable to distinguish the two. As you crave cock and the sweet taste of ice cream, you'll want to hold that cone in your hand as you massage the base of that cock. Sucking that melty ice cream down, the cum going down your throat. Every time you taste something sweet and delicious, you will think of cock. You won't be able to get enough. You'll crave it every second of the day. Your mind will start to fixate on tasting cock. Sucking cock. Licking cock. Like sweet ice cream down your throat. Melty ice cream like cum down your throat. Forever and ever. Craving cock, craving the taste of cum, unable to get enough. Each and every time you think of tasty sweet desserts, each and every time you put something pleasing to your taste buds in your mouth, you will associate it with cock. That hard cone of the ice cream cone, as the base of a huge hard cock, and that firm scoop of ice cream like that beautiful head of that huge cock, and that melty ice cream in the bottom of the cone is like the hot cum waiting to shoot down your throat. You will crave cock constantly. Cravings for cock every time you think of something tasty and delicious. Yeah. I'm going to bring you back into an alert and awake state now. I want you to listen to my voice as I count backwards from 5 to 1. When I reach the number 1, you'll be awake and alert and vaguely aware of what we've just talked about. And you'll notice as I say the word 5, that you start to feel a little bit more sensations coming back into your body. 4, becoming a little bit like you just want to stretch, maybe yawn. 3, tasting delicious sweet things on your tongue still. 2, your eye is starting to flutter open, feeling rather hungry. And 1, you start to smile as your eyes open, wide awake and wide awake. So wide awake. Awake and alert and craving the taste of calm.